The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy, and hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is Tuesday, April 5th, and of course I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Of course, you can find me on Facebook, TikTok, and other social media by searching Larry Steinhaus. Well, I guess I have to say Twitter now, too, since Elon Musk owns Twitter now, or most of Twitter. I might actually get up back on it. Just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. You can also comment live during the show on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and please say hi so I know you're watching. Hey, by the way, if you happen to be commenting from a group that's not the Money Chat Now page on Facebook, I may not be able to see your name. So please go to the Money Chat Now page, hit like, and comment from there so I can recognize you. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com. And there you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. All right, on today's show, we got some good stuff coming up. Of course, we're going to be talking about the futures update. We're going to be talking about Putin, the war criminal. We're going to be talking about mortgage rates, Twitter and Elon Musk, and of course, recession fears. You guys are all afraid of a recession, right? All right, we're going to find out. All right, let's talk about what's going on right now. So the market is kind of acting like a child in the car yelling from the back seat, "Are we there yet?" A few notable moves yesterday. The biggest one, of course, was when Elon Musk took down a majority ownership, or took a majority ownership of Twitter. It'll be interesting. We'll have control, you know, will he have control over the governance will really be the question. Will he be allowed to tweet whatever he wants? Will he even be allowed to let Trump back in? You know, all interesting questions that will surface over the next few months. Twitter jumped over 11 points at one moment yesterday and finished just below 50, which is amazing because it wasn't that long ago that it was just below 30. The interesting part was DWAC, which is called Digital World Acquisitions, the company that owns the Truth Social. I don't know if you guys know this, but it's the Trump-run social media site. They actually went down on the news yesterday. Could it be a tell that Elon could control the exclusion list of Twitter? Maybe. You know, Twitter helped bring the NASDAQ up yesterday also for the day, and it finished up 271 points. Wow, that was nice. Meta also moved on the news, and it was up about 9 points. My American Airlines stock also dropped at first, but it recovered about noon, and then it finished up slightly. You know, yesterday I talked about the Disney stuff, and basically Disney was unscathed by the don't say gay controversy, and that's pretty much what I expected. I got to be honest with you, not enough people will boycott or even stick to the boycott. Heck, I got to say, I even wore my Mickey Mouse sweatshirt yesterday. Yeah, I kind of forgot about the controversy and put on my favorite sweatshirt. So it's not going to be much of a controversy. It's not going to hurt Disney. It's just the way it is. Starbucks was also in the news yesterday when the former CEO Schultz returned and canceled the stock buyback program. That was interesting. Starbucks now has unions growing, and Schultz is basically, you know, discussing the wake world of Starbucks. It's amazing. Eventually, the company is going to have a morale problem while its morals go down with the rest of the country. Expect more backlash from Starbucks employees and, of course, slower service now that they have been unionized. Speaking of unionization, Amazon employees are also slamming the company with union membership. The Long Island warehouse is now the first to join the union. And look, like I said before, the only people who get hurt by unions are the employees. Just wait till you see how the benefits and pay are redistributed to the lazy workers and how the workers who put in the extra effort stop putting in the effort because they're no longer being recognized for it. You know, wait for the first strike, too, when the employees no longer get paid as their union leaders can continue to get paid while using their union workers as pawns. It happens all the time. You know, something else about unions that really bothers me. Why is it that the employer has to take the dues out of the employee paycheck? Why doesn't the employee just pay the dues directly? And for that matter, why does the employee have to join the union? Look, the whole thing screams of extortion to me. It's terrible. All right, real quick, let's take a look at the market. We can see that the Dow is down about 73. The S&P is down 9.5, and the NASDAQ is down about 27. Not bad. Not bad, really. All right, let's talk a little bit about Putin. But before I do that, I want to say hello to a couple of people online watching. I want to say hello to Tommy and James and Bill, Michael and Mick. Thank you all for watching. I always appreciate your support. Let's talk about the war in Ukraine. And as the war in Ukraine continues, the outrage from the average person, honestly, it gets less and less. Oh, yeah, we're still aware of the atrocity of it all. But, you know, we go about our lives, and we forget that there's people there losing their homes, losing their families, and losing their friends. The survivors are going to return to a country they hardly recognize, and it'll take decades to bring this country back to where it used to be. Well, believe it or not, Biden is reminding the American people and the world of how evil Putin really is. You know, Biden is basically calling on people to build evidence that Putin is a war criminal. Biden actually called him a war criminal in front of a group of reporters. This was after Russia attacked a hospital with children in it. Look, this guy is brutal, and what's happening at Bucha is outrageous, and everyone has seen it, Biden told reporters, a day after the video and still images revealed the town's streets littered with dead bodies. Biden then said, "I think it's a war crime. He should be held accountable." Right now, the only course of action for our government, unfortunately, is to continue to place sanctions on Russia. The purpose is to cut off Russia from the rest of the world and basically choke them into submission. You know, this is the second time in about a week that Biden actually voiced himself. You know, he voiced himself, not just from staff or notes about the war. Last week, he stated that Putin must be taken out. I was actually impressed, of course, until the rest of the Democrats retracted his statement. Well, the administration is gathering evidence of Putin's actions to decide if he is or isn't a war criminal. When I think of the idea of calling someone a war criminal, it's kind of weird because you would think that all leaders of war would be considered war criminals, including us, right? Here's the definition of war criminal. A war crime is a violation of the laws of war that give rise to individual criminal responsibility for actions by the combatants, such as intentionally killing civilians, intentionally killing prisoners of war, torture, taking hostages or unnecessarily destroying civilian property, deception by perfidy, wartime sexual violence, pillage, and committing genocide or ethnic cleansing. Yeah, this among other definitions are found on the internet. I hate to say it, but most of the actions are like the actions of any war. Unnecessary death and destruction is the best definition of war in my book. There are times I look at the war and I wonder, what the heck is Putin doing? Clearly he isn't a dummy. He definitely had a purpose at one point, but has it gone too far? I mean, a war criminal he is, and hearing Biden say it, well, it surprises me, but you still know that the administration will do nothing to change it or hold Putin and his regime responsible in the future. The war will end, the United States will start talks with Russia, and everything will be nice again. That's just the way it is. Putin will go down in history as the a-hole who took back Crimea and Ukraine, and the United States will go down in history as the cowards who watched it happen and did nothing about it. And that's just sad. Hey, real quick, I want to say hello to a couple of people watching online. Hey, Ken. Hey, Linda. I love you, Linda. That's my wife. And, of course, Charles. All right. Let's talk about mortgage rates. Well, you know, the housing market had a good run. Remember the housing market had a good run? Some say it has more to go, and then others, like myself, say it's time to go. You know, I do think this spring is going to still be a good year to sell. However, as mortgage rates increase, the affordability factor for homes will certainly decrease. Mortgage rates are just under 5% at the moment, and for some, this rate is high, and for others like me, we experienced rates of 10 to 13% when we bought our first homes. This generation is getting its first taste of rising interest rates for the first time in their lives, and it's confusing them to say the least. Look, mortgage applications are decreasing. Total mortgage application volume, just so you know, decreased about 6.8% last week compared with the previous week, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association seasonally adjusted index. This is being blamed. This is being blamed on mortgage rates being the highest in 3 years. Mortgage applications to purchase a new home increased 1% for the year, but were down 10% the same week 1 year ago. Now, here's the crazy part. It's not just because of high interest rates that mortgage applications are down. It's because more and more home buyers are actually using cash to buy their home. Many borrowers are borrowing from private lenders such as family members or home equity loans to purchase their homes. In fact, if you or someone you know is looking for a home, you've probably been outbid by the cash buyer. This is a rapidly growing phenomenon as money flowed freely over the past few years. It'll end soon, and believe it or not, the days of the first-time home buyer will start to rule again. You know, first-time home buyers are typically the people with very little funds who count on low down payments by using loans provided by governmental agencies. These loans are a bit harder to underwrite and get approved, so sellers usually ignore this type of buyer and go for the easy buyer with cash or an easy loan. Usually when the market is slow, these are the best buyers. The housing market has one or two good years left, at least that's in my opinion, and then expect a serious downturn. The opportunity to retire with a great big real estate portfolio is coming quickly, and if you want to know how to do that, watch this commercial and learn how.
Rest of school. Those guys are everywhere.
Investor schooling, those guys are everywhere.
Investor schooling,
those guys are everywhere.
Investor schooling, those guys are everywhere. Register for a free class at investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And, of course, if you'd like more information on investor schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn how to make more money. Hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. And you can also leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and I'll try to respond to them live. Hey, John is saying that he heard that 33% of all buyers are cash buyers. He's saying that online. That's pretty interesting. All right, so far we've been talking about the futures update. Right now the Dow is down 60, the S&P is down 6, and the NASDAQ is down about 18. We've been talking about Putin, Putin the war criminal. And we basically agree. I think Putin is a war criminal. I think what he's doing is terrible. I don't understand it. It makes absolutely no sense. One day this may come to light, but I don't get it. We also talked about mortgage rates. Coming up, we have Twitter and Elon Musk. We have recession fears. And then, of course, we have today's picks and plays. But first, did you guys hit that like button yet? Did you guys hit that share button? Don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Twitter. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure to set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. Also, look up Money Chat Now on Facebook when you get home and let me know what you think of the show. All right, before we start the second half, we all know that a new financial situation is coming. Will it be a recession or will it be a simple downturn? Well, if you want to survive through it, look, you should order my new book. Go to barnesandnoble.com and you can order the new book. But it's called Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. Pre-order it, and I promise you will learn something. It has great reviews from the people who got an advanced copy of the book, and you'll definitely learn something that will help you make more money by reading this book. Go to Money Hacks and do it. All right, let's talk about Elon Musk and Twitter. Hey, I mentioned earlier that Elon Musk has bought a majority stake in Twitter. Now, look, Musk is a proponent of free speech, and it could be revolutionary for the social media industry. Musk's tweets were scrutinized by regulators for years as Musk would tweet his thoughts and feelings. Sounds like Trump, right? Yesterday, Musk tweeted his first tweet since the announcement, and although it could have been some great stuff like, you know, let's go Brandon, he basically simply tweeted, oh, hi, LOL. So anyway, an interesting backstory is that in January, Dinesh D'Souza, an outspoken anti-liberal, anti-dictatorship, and anti-Biden writer and movie producer, told Musk in a tweet, he basically said this. He said, tweets are fine, but you could dramatically change the political and cultural landscape this way. Number one, buy and take over a major social media platform. Two, acquire or create a TV network like ABC, NBC, or CBS. Or three, create a world-class online university and offer degrees for free. Well, that day, Musk replied to the tweet. He said, interesting ideas. Well, we have the rich elite. We have the rich elite liberals who've taken over all the media, including social media, and they use it as their propaganda machine. We may actually see that the pendulum is swinging as Musk makes a play into the media world. You know, maybe he should buy Disney and stop the cancel culture crap that's going on there. Heck, he could even create a real-life Buzz Lightyear that likes women instead of men. Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing what the company does with Musk as the majority shareholder. You know, life's going to get interesting on Twitter again. Now, if they just let Trump back in, the stock would probably skyrocket. It's pretty amazing, right? All right, let's get into recession fears. Hey, when you ask anyone, you know, if you ask anyone the question about if they feel a recession is coming, most of them are going to agree. In fact, in a recent poll, 81% of adults said they think the U.S. economy is likely to experience a recession in 2022. The online survey of nearly 4,000 adults was conducted from March 23rd to March 24th. The interesting part was when the poll was divided between Republicans and Democrats, the poll showed that a whopping 91% of Republicans feared a recession this year. However, among the Democrats, the poll showed that 73% of them feared a recession, or only 73%. Whatever, that's pretty high, right? Among independents, 81% expected a recession. These are some interesting numbers. Look, the fears of coronavirus are almost gone, but now the fear of the recession is here. Although I don't believe it's going to happen this year, and since I didn't agree with the coronavirus scamdemic either, here are some suggestions for those fearful of the recession. First, take all your cash and make sure you don't touch the face of the president printed on it. Next, put your cash in a blue paper sack that has two looped strings on it. Next, make sure your cash does not travel outside of your home. If your cash starts to feel devalued, make sure you quarantine it until it's safe and you could call a dollar again. Finally, and most important, make sure your cash is fully vaccinated from going into the hands of liberals. This will help keep the spread of the liberal agenda and help make America great again. Follow this and more directions to come from the anti-CDC. You know, the anti-center of devaluating cash. By the way, that reminds me, once again, take a look at that book, man. Is a recession coming? Because if it is or it isn't, you're going to be able to make money with my book. If you want to survive through it, you should order my book now. Go to barnesandnoble.com, look up Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus, pre-order it, and I promise you're going to learn something. Like I said before, it has great reviews by the people who got an advanced copy. Go to barnesandnoble.com, look up Larry Steinhaus Money Hacks, and order that book right now. And now we're going to take a quick break. We'll see you in a minute.
Investor Schooling needs a new slogan.
Investor Schooling? Never heard of.
Investor Schooling?
Never heard of.
Investor Schooling?
Never heard of them.
Any suggestions, Phil?
Investor Schooling. We never heard of you either.
Investor Schooling. We never heard of you either. Register for a free class at investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And, of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Hey, did you guys ever hear of Investor Schooling before? Come on, it's a great place to go to learn about real estate investing and stock options trading. Don't listen to those guys on the last commercial. We're really smart people at Investor Schooling. All right, anyway, so far, of course, we've been discussing the futures update, and right now the Dow is down 55. The S&P is down 5, and the NASDAQ is down 15. All right, we talked about the fact that, you know, Putin's a war criminal. He's definitely a war criminal. What a mess. I can't believe it. It's unbelievable. All right, we're also going to be talking about, actually, we're going to be getting into today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that like button yet? Did you guys hit that share button yet? Let everyone know what great stock plays are coming by sharing this information. You could share it on your page or in groups that you feel will benefit from the great plays. And let's go. You can leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or YouTube. Hey, I want to know if anybody was in Twitter yesterday. That would have been an awesome play. Hey, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. Hey, has your money been quarantined? I want to make sure your money's quarantined because, you know, the recession's coming. Let's talk about some things that are going on today. All right, look, it's been slow and steady for a few weeks now. I expect kind of a little pullback, and frankly, I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm looking to get into some good plays on any dips. You know, we've seen Meta move up nicely since it hit a low of about 186 in February. We've also seen some other great companies move up from their lows as well. And, you know, we have bank earnings coming up next week. As I've said before, bank earnings will probably set the stage for earnings season, and I still believe it'll be a great earnings season. You know, typically bank stocks rise next week, and typically the other stocks follow suit. Meta is a stock that often goes down after earnings, and Apple often goes down, often goes up after earnings. Don't count on it every time, but that's what usually happens. I'm still very much in on American Airlines. You know, like as we approach my expiration date in May, it's kind of be a little bit scary for me. I still have a lot of faith in the play, and I expect the stock to top 21 shortly. Look for dips today as the market moves down with the money managers taking a small break before next week's earnings report. Look, let's look at the earnings, the futures one more time. You know, so the Dow is only down 56, and I'm surprised at this. I actually would expect it to go down lower, so it may actually go down even lower later on. The S&P is down 6, and the NASDAQ is only down 15, which also surprises me. So, you know, that may be something that it may not happen today. It may happen tomorrow. You know, in crypto, of course, Bitcoin is just under 47,000 again, and Ether is right around 3,500. They also appear to be moving up. I wouldn't be surprised. Now, this might be an interesting thing. I wouldn't be surprised if Elon Musk makes an announcement on Twitter, of course, about crypto. You know, he does this often. He makes these announcements, and he manipulates the market. You know, he basically manipulated the Twitter market. Now, he bought it, but so that's a good thing. And it wasn't like a manipulation, divisive manipulation. It's just what it was. So we also have seen him do it before. So he may make a crypto announcement that makes the crypto go up or down. So just pay attention to it because that's kind of his style. Gold and silver, as you can see, gold is down just a little bit. It's still hovering right around 1930. So that's fine, and there's nothing really going on bad here. Silver is right around 24.5, a little over 24.5, and that's pretty common too. You know, gold and silver, we're going to need to see them move up, and when they move up, we also know that the recession's coming as well because people are going to start moving their money in there. So, as I said before, a recession might be coming, but gold and silver is a good place to be. The Treasury bond is just under 5%, and, you know, I'm sorry, not under 5%, 2.5%. Wow. Imagine that. Imagine the Treasury bond was at 5%. Boy, that would be really, really bad. But now it's just under 2.5%. But who has a bet on the day it's going to hit 3%? Anybody want to take a guess? Put it in the comments on the day you think it's going to hit 3%. I think that would be an interesting day. When it does hit 3%, it'll be a disaster, actually. All right. Well, we also know that oil is right around 105. And I don't actually buy it. I think it's actually going to move down a bit more. You know, we have Biden who released the oil reserves this week, or is planning on releasing the oil reserves this week. And we talked about that. 1 million barrels a day is what he's going to release. And with 757 million barrels as the reserve, if he's going to release that over 6 months, that's 180 million barrels. That's one quarter of the oil supply that he plans on releasing just to move the price down. You know, and as I said before, that's really risky. Now, if oil's at 105, he shouldn't do it. If oil is at, you know, 135, 140, I guess he has to do it. But that oil is really there for a real emergency, not just to make the president look good. So I'm not a big fan of what he did. But because he did it, I actually expect oil to drop down. It should drop down below 100 shortly, and I don't understand why it's back to 105, except I think it's just people playing games with the oil prices. Yeah, That's pretty much what people do. They play games, right? By the way, I want to let you guys know about an amazing event that we're having. You know, we have the Freedom and Finance event. We've added Doug Mastriano as another keynote speaker. Doug's story will mesmerize you. He's a leading contender for the governor's race, and if you have not actually signed up for this yet, you want to sign up for this as soon as you can. You want to meet him. Shake this guy's hand. The guy will probably win governor. And I actually became a fan of Doug Mastriano as he fought the big bad wolf against the mask mandates and vaccine mandates. And if you want to do this, go to 4mmw.com and register for this event. And before the price increases, go to 4mmw.com to register. It's going to sell out fast. We also have the famous Bill Spadia, who is a leading radio host in New Jersey, and he also led the fight as well in New Jersey against mask mandates. Some great stuff. So you need to go there. Go to 4mmw.com. And by the way, I'm going to be having dinner with Doug Spadia. Boy, did I actually mix that one up. With Bill Spadia, I'm going to be having dinner with him. At the Temperance House on April 20th. Now, I'm having dinner with him at 5:30. And, you know, if you guys kind of pop in and say hi, we might even buy you an appetizer. So if you want to pop into the Temperance House, which is in Newtown, you could actually go to the meetup group. I'm not even sure how to get there, but if you go to meetup.com, you could actually see it. So if you guys want to stop in and meet Bill Spadia on the 20th, I'll be having dinner with him. You can stop in, shake our hands, shake his hands, shake my hands. And I think that would be an awesome time. It would be a little bit of fun. You could ask him any questions you want. You could tell him how much you love him or how much you hate him, because that's pretty much the see the people who love the guy, who hate the guy, just like me. They either love me or they hate me. I know all you guys love me, especially the woman who has the show after mine on WWDB. She's a big fan of mine because she's always listening to me right before she gets into the office. But I want to remind you one more time that from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed in this show. The opinions discussed in this show is solely mine, and no one has asked me to discuss them. Actually, I think the woman who has the show after me really wants me to stop discussing them. Anyway, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I think it's going to be an interesting day today, so pay attention to the market as it gets better or as it gets worse. Don't forget to sign up for the event at www.4mmw.com and make sure you make it a profitable day.